Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Today, we have young and talented music artist Sabine Tapia to tell us about her musical journey. Hi, Sabine. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Sabine, tell me something about yourself, a little bio about you. When did you start loving music? What instruments you play? I know that you come from a family of musicians. Who are your musical influences?
Yeah, that's right. I'm 16. I'm from Sydney. And Far Away is my first single, and I'm just really excited to have it out finally. Been a long time coming, I feel like. I've been writing for probably about 3 or 4 years now, but this is my first like real song with like real production and everything, so I'm really excited about that.
And I heard you recorded the song in Davao City.
Yeah, I did the vocals in Davao.
Oh, lovely. Okay, yeah. You've been featured in triplejunearth.com, and the song, your song Far Away, is actually in the top 10 indie charts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. How do you feel about it?
Oh, yeah, indie. Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
How do you feel about it?
It's pretty cool. I don't really know what it means, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just hope it gets played on Triple J at some point. I mean, if it's in the charts and it means it'll be played on Triple J, then that's pretty cool.
Do you feel proud that, you know, this is your first single and now like many people are actually listening to it?
I'm really proud of it.
Tell me about the songs that you write. What's the story behind the song Far Away?
It's just about a friend of mine who moved away a couple of years ago. It was just like, I was just writing about my feelings kind of concerning that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, seeing people's lives on social media, how like their new lives seem so cool and everything. And, you know, I was just going through that kind of like grieving of a friendship. And I was just, that was my way of, I guess, processing that. Mm-hmm. I think
sometimes when you're in a certain emotion, that's when you're able to write. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it's very emotion based. Mm. I think, you know, sometimes you just feel something strongly and just, you know, have to go to the guitar or whatever, get it all out.
Yeah. How does the words come together? And also the music.
Well, with Far Away, I think it was the music first, and then the words just came really quickly. Yeah. I find, like, with the songs that I'm proud of the most, it happens very quickly.
And there's another song, Bagels.
It's, oh, my God.
It's the song that's been an entry to the ACMF National Songwriting Competition in 2017.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
Were you hungry when you're writing the song?
No. If you listen to the song, it's actually not about bagels.
Ah, I read the lyrics, like the words of the song. I presume it was about food and coffee.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, kind of, but also not.
Ah, okay. So what was it about?
Strange song. Well, I think I was like 14 when I wrote that. So like my friends were getting into, you know, those 14-year-old relationships. And I was like weirded out at the time. No, but it was just a silly song, you know. I was actually so surprised it did well in that competition because I entered it with another song, like a more serious song, and Bagels is the one that ended up like being a finalist or something. That was funny.
Yeah, very candid. Yeah, very candid song. Oh, that's beautiful. And where do you draw your inspiration from in terms of, you know, songwriting and then, you know, composing the music and all that?
I listen to a lot of like John Mayer, Ben Folds, Fiona Apple. I really love like their style of writing. It just feels very real and honest.
And do you think because your dad is also very musically inclined, it somehow influenced you to be who you are right now?
He's definitely had an influence, definitely, because like that's where I get my taste from, really. My mom as well. Like just stuff they've listened to, you know, comes down to me and then I listen to it and I get inspiration from it in my own way. So yeah.
Do you have like a one-on-one session with your dad? Was he the first person who taught you to play the guitar or the piano?
Not really. I did piano lessons when I was young. I think I was 5, and I did that for about a year or two, and then I quit because I didn't like it anymore, and then I picked up guitar. I don't think my dad really taught me a lot of guitar in the beginning. like that was really self-motivated and self-taught for a 9-year-old, I think.
Mm.
I was very motivated to learn guitar. And then, like, when I started picking up bass, then I, like, asked him for more help and everything.
Good. You know, in order for an artist or a music to stand out or shine, you sort of need to have that sort of uniqueness that would set you apart from all the other artists. What do you think is unique about you and your music? I'll give you a little time to think.
Yeah. I really hope that it's in the songwriting. Like, I always try to tell the truth, and I try to come across really authentic and, you know, talk about stuff that's really personal. I think what stands out about that song is the different layers to it, because if you listen to the music alone, it's a pretty boppy kind of tune that's upbeat and happy, and then if you listen to the lyrics more, there's a story, and yeah, I hope people can relate to that.
And who are the people you worked with to come up with this beautiful song?
So I recorded it in Surrey Hills at the studio that's owned by Declan Kelly. I think it's called the Nest Studio. And so Declan Kelly played drums on the track, and Daniel March on guitar, and Andrew Bruce on keys. And they're all friends of my dad's and family friends. So it was really good to work with them, like professional musos. That was a great experience for me.
And where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are your plans? What are we going to look out for? Are you releasing music or songs in the coming months or years?
Yeah, I'm hoping to release a few more songs and get back to recording and finish school.
Are you looking at getting or taking up music?
Yeah, I would like to go to uni for music, I think. There'll be another single in a few months and hopefully some recording after that. Stuff to look forward to.
Thank you very much, Sabine. At ngayon naman, kasama natin ang ama o ang father ni Sabine, na si Carlo Tapia, who is also a musician and the former bassist of Freestyle Band. We are very honored to have him, Carlo Tapia. Hello, Carlo.
Hey, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Salamat. Nasurpresa ako, nandito ka na pala sa Australia. What's the story? Kailan ka lumipat?
I think it's been about 14 years already since I moved. My wife, she's Australian. She's Filipino-Australian. And then we got married, and then yeah, she convinced me to move down here, so here I am.
And also still doing music, so from Davao to Freestyle to Australia, what are you up to right now? Are you still playing the bass?
That's what I've been doing full-time. I've been a full-time musician, bass player for probably the last 12 years or so. Like, there was a transition the first 2 years I was here, so I was doing desk jobs, you know, working at a hotel, working at banks, that sort of thing. Until I had my own sort of like networks music. So when that started and it got busier, so I saw a reason to get back into music, play full time. Yeah.
You eventually came back to your first love, which is music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's not a question, Carlo, that your daughter inherited her musicality from you. How does it feel seeing her getting into music too and doing well?
We're very proud of her. That's no mistake. And the, you know, the talent that she's showing, even me and my wife, we're always surprised with what she can dish out, like songwriting, and even the instruments that she plays. She besides the bass, she plays guitar, she plays keyboard, and she plays the double bass. Actually, she's in the Sydney Youth Orchestra playing double bass, playing classical music.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's in the Peter Seymour Orchestra. So we were pretty proud that, you know, her taste in music is very broad, from classical to rock to funk to jazz. It's pretty much, she likes music.
She's very
in
versatile.
In any form. Yeah, she's very musical.
Yeah, very good. How do you keep her engaged in music? So do you have, you know, a dad or daughter time where you practice together, you jam together?
Yeah, we usually have jams at home, which is always fun. But with regards to getting her motivated, I don't need to do much because she just loves it. So, you know, that's actually less work. Like, it's something less for me to do. She just loves playing. She loves instruments and, yeah, is playing around. And she's set up in a room with like a home recording setup, so you know she can just do her own stuff there.
And how important is it that you support her in what she loves to do?
Oh, yeah, I guess it is very important because, say, for example, when she goes around town with her double bass, I mean, you can imagine yung double bass and laki-laki, so I need to drive her around, considering that, you know, she still doesn't have a license, no car. So, you know, it's just the sacrifices that we do for our kids, I guess, whatever it may be. Could be sport. In our instance, it's music, so we just try to lend a hand, whether it be driving to the orchestra practice or financing her recording, or driving her up to the Blue Mountains for double bass lessons. So you know,
wow.
I mean, because our teacher's up in the Blue Mountains. Yeah, I do all that. So, but it's good. I mean, I know it's for our own good, and it's fun being together anyway. So I don't mind it.
On a different light. You're now a full-time musician as well. How are you since the COVID-19 event bans? How do you keep yourself busy?
I've been heavily affected, actually, ever since March, like the middle of March. I lost all of my gigs, really.
Yes. Mm.
50% of my gigs in March I lost, and April 100%. So, I mean, at the moment, it's all wiped out. So I still don't know when it's going to all start up. But at the moment, you know, I'm just at home, just helping out with the kids and practicing a bit, just trying to be busy. You know, my wife's lucky enough that she can work from home.
Yeah, quarantine time means more family time.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Okay. So, Carlo, thank you so much for sharing your time. And also thank you to Sabine.
Oh, salamat rin. Thanks for having us.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.